how y'all doing this evening. Hopefully everybody had a blessed day. And if you didn't, you already know God is still God. Through all our trials and tribulation, he is a consistent factor. Well, 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 today was a day. I tell you, you know, it's always something that comes your way that that you have to deal with. It's just how you deal with each situation. Now, I must say, did I handle the situation well? For the most part, I did. And then for the other part, I think I didn't. But I'm not even sure if I didn't or if I did. The simple fact is, I don't know. I'm just going to let it be and let God handle the situation. But my topic today is staying true to you, to who you are as an individual, according to God's word, according to his plan that he has for your life. The main thing is, if you don't stand for something, you fall for anything. And that's how it goes. Because anybody can tell you anything, and you go along with it, and the next thing you know, you out looking, you flat on your face looking crazy, looking stupid. Put it that way. I mean, take for instance, you see the politicians who laid down their values just to please Trump and got nowhere but embarrassed. Chris Christie, Rudy Giuliani, and the number one, Mitt Romney. Now, he was straight fucking up. But where are they now? Nowhere to be found. But, I mean, that goes to show you, like, it's no sense in laying down your morals and your values that you grew up with that was instilled in you because, you know, you want to get to another level in life. It's just like the same thing saying, if you sleep with me, I'll make sure you get a promotion. Ladies, don't do it because you're not going to get a promotion, and then you're going to end up looking foolish. You're going to end up looking stupid, straight up. I can't even say foolish. You're going to end up looking stupid. But the simple fact is you're going to have no respect, number one, in that office or from that person that you do choose to sleep with, if you do. But I'm hoping you don't. And, you know, it's just not going to end up good because everything you do has a consequence. Every single thing we do has a consequence. Either a negative consequence or a positive consequence. So if you put out negativity, you're going to get negativity. If you put out positive energy, you're going to receive positive energy. So we just have to be mindful of, you know, how we treat people. How we treat people is very, very important because you have to be able to treat someone with the utmost respect no matter what the situation, what may arise in the situation. Especially when you're trying to, you know, work through a conflict or issue. Because it makes no sense for you to go back and forth arguing with a person, especially if you're friends or, you know, you have a mutual respect or for this person, to go back and forth arguing. Because arguing doesn't get you anywhere. Nothing don't get you nowhere at all, but tensions are high and, you know, emotions are high. So the best thing you do is walk away from a situation, breathe, and come back to it. You know, sometimes some people might not want you to walk away from a situation, but, you know, sometimes you have to pick and choose. It just depends on who the person is and what kind of situation you're going through at that moment. So, and trust me, I know a lot about conflict resolution because I'm not a confrontational type of person now. No, don't get me wrong now. I can defend myself if need be when it comes to the tongue wrestling. That was so country. When it comes to battling with the tongue, I can definitely defend myself. But the number one thing is, God doesn't come into confusion situations, point blank. So if you're trying to do something and get something through, you cannot sit there and go through, just continue to argue. That defeats the purpose. Arguing gets you nowhere whatsoever. Remove yourself from that situation. If you find yourself always, you know, arguing about something that either small, you might think is small, but the other person doesn't think it's small, I mean, at one point in time, you gotta know. It's either for a reason or for a season that person is in your life. Everybody comes and goes into your life for a reason, either to elevate you, to help you get to a next level with something or whatever the case may be. And the same thing with you. You have to offer something else. You offer something to that person as well also. Now, me, I'm the type of person, I got a lot of love to give, you know what I mean? And I love to help other people. But sometimes, you know, we go above and beyond for sometimes people, and we don't need to, especially when you're in a situation. You have to look out for yourself, because you better believe that person is definitely looking out for themselves. Because just like they always say, nobody's going to look out for nobody like you. So that's why I say stay true to yourself. It's important that you stay true to yourself. It's very imperative that we teach our children as well to, you know, stay true to themselves and don't just allow anyone to tell them something, especially when it comes to kids. Oh, my gosh, kids are so mean. I mean, adults can be so mean also, too, but kids are mean. You just have some mean-spirited people out there and some cold-hearted people, because a lot of people have been done wrong, and they might think they don't hold on to grudges, but a lot of people hold on to grudges and say, oh, well, I'm not doing that. This used to happen to me, so I'm not going to do that. That's fine. That's all understandable. I wouldn't do it neither if something happened to me. You know what I mean? If they tell you it stinks, don't go smell it. It stinks. So it's just all about the delivery sometimes. I know some people like, oh, well, if they don't like it, it is what it is. I mean, Christians, we're supposed to be kind to one another. We're not supposed to, you know, intentionally hurt someone with our words. And, you know, sometimes our words can be very hurtful. Yes, you can definitely be straightforward and tell a person the truth. You know what I mean? They have the option to accept it or not. Because I was definitely told my truth today. I ain't going to lie. I was definitely told my truth today. But, you know, I took it on the chin and I kept it moving, and I still tried to do what I had to do, what I still tried to do, you know, for that person, but that person wasn't receptive. So I said, you know what, this must be the end. It has to be the end of the road or something, because I can't keep trying and I keep feeling like I'm being disrespected. You know what I mean? I mean, respect goes both ways. Respect definitely goes both ways. Not just one way, and even when it comes to, everybody should be treated as an equal individual. Nobody's more important than the other person. Everybody should be equal, equal, equal. I mean, we're all human beings. We all bleed the same blood. Maybe not the same blood, but the same color blood. But at the same time, you know, sometimes when you're a person on a different level than you, it's hard for you to do certain things as they would, because you're not on that same level, especially when it's a big, you know, a difference in maybe age or whatever the case may be. So that's why I say you learn from the elders, you learn from your mistakes. But all you can do when you're going through a situation is just pray and pray for that person, because at the end of the day, you know what I mean? That's one thing you don't do. You do not wish harm on anyone else. Because at the end of the day, God knows your heart. God sees the situation, and he's going to be the one to do whatever he needs to do within the situation. If he feels as though it's time for that person to go, you will never hear or see that person again. So, you know, after time, you just got to know when to, you know, wash your hands of the situation, because sometimes it needs to be washed. Can't keep going in the same circle, doing the same thing, and then coming back and, you know, y'all arguing. So stay true to yourself. Don't argue. There's no sense in arguing. You have to learn how to compromise and come to an understanding as adults and have a civilized conversation. Because raising a voice and arguing and calling names, I mean, that's like Donald Trump. That don't work. It just don't work. I mean, it works for Donald. It don't even work for Donald Trump. Donald Trump look like a big kid calling people names and stuff. But one thing, don't argue. Don't even go through it. Just keep it moving. That's all you got to do sometimes, is just keep it moving. Keep it moving, keep it moving. You keep the faith alive and you keep the hope alive. Always keep the faith and the hope alive. But number one thing is, stay true to yourself. Stay true to your morals and your values. If you know it's according to God's word, and it's the right, it's according to Him, if it's the right thing, then that's what it be. But otherwise than that, do not lay your morals and your values down by the wayside. And just don't let anybody tell you anything either, because people can do that now. Just like Donald Trump did to Mitt Romney, had him all pumped up and souped up, thought he was about to get that nomination for Secretary of State, and the man ain't getting nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing at all. Lord have mercy. Now, how in the world is that? It's crazy how things are, you know, that's in the media. But this is the life that we're living. This is the life that we are living right now, and we got to deal with it. I mean, we don't have no choice. That's why I keep saying you got to keep hope alive. You got to keep your faith. You got to keep moving, because, you know, the end of time is coming. It definitely is. So I'd rather get myself together and know I'm in line with God and I'm on His path and not diverting onto my own path. I don't have time for that. Nope, not at all. Not at all. Settle for anything. You make sure that you don't settle just because, you know, you're lonely or whatever the case may be. You keep to yourself and you do what you have to do according to God's word, because in order for Him to bless you, He needs all of you, and He needs you focused in His word. Don't try to divert, to try to do your own thing. Listen to Him. Just listen to Him. Oh, this Delaware corruption. Lord, have mercy. Gretchen C. Gilchrist. Now, that's my former attorney. And she was attorney in Pennsylvania for 17 years also. Now, Gretchen C. Gilchrist, she's a new commissioner at Kent County Family Courthouse. But Gretchen C. Gilchrist is not qualified for that position. She, and I say she's not qualified for that position, but number one, she lied on her boards and commission application, where it states if she would have any conflict of interest with anyone or an entity that she receives money or has holdings from. Now, she receives money from her clients. I found out July 1st, 2016, that Ms. Gretchen C. Gilchrist took it upon herself. Ms. Gretchen C. Gilchrist, she terminated her Pennsylvania license July 1st, 2016, but yet she was still receiving money from her clients as well as myself after July 1st, 2016, knowing that she would not be our attorney anymore. So she didn't give us any warning. She didn't say anything to us. When we found out was a couple of, excuse me, she didn't say anything to us or anything like that. So went into the process of trying to get her confirmation set aside. And, I mean, we got told, myself and Ms. Gilchrist as a client, we got told so many different things. There's one from Bruce Ennis and Senator Bushweller of the Delaware House of Senate. They informed us to bring the evidence before the Executive Committee Board on the date of the hearing, because they was going to have two meetings before the hearing. So they would be the ones who would be able to set aside the hearing. Now, went through all that, did that, had a meeting, sat down, gave it to them. Don't you know that Patricia Blevins, who is a former president, of the Delaware House of Senate, she took it upon herself to not to share the information with the 14 other senators. Now, she did that, and Ms. Gilchrist got confirmed. Now, that was just in retaliation, because they was not happy that we were up there you know, pretty much what was right, and putting out all this information against Governor Jack Markell's nominee. And the question I definitely asked was, has any nominee ever been set aside? They said yes, but it was a long time ago, a very long time ago. So my thing is, how in the world can Governor Jack Markell still push for this woman to be a commissioner knowing the evidence that was against her? Now, this is evidence, not just some paperwork that you put together. This is concrete evidence showing and proving that she has a lack of experience and that she's not qualified and that she lied and she was still collecting money from her clients after the fact, putting wrong Social Security numbers on her clients' documentation multiple, numerous times and charging for it. She was putting wrong addresses on her clients' documentation and charging for it, charging for it. I mean, this woman just kept, she filing documentation for alimony, child support cases, and filing wrong forms and still charging for it multiple times from 2013 to 2016. Now, that's a long time, so you know she didn't got a lot of money. But at the same time, she still has her client out over 60-plus grand because she put in the wrong documentation. And now they allowed her to be confirmed a commissioner, so where's her client? I mean, what's going on with her client's cases? She just dropped everybody like it was nothing. That's not right. I mean, at the end of the day, these lawyers, these politicians, they do not care about the people. If they did, they would not do that type of stuff to the people, especially hardworking people who, you know, try to get the money to pay the lawyers. Come on. Doesn't anybody have a soul or a heart? Seriously. I mean, how can they just let this roll on? And then Kent County Family Courthouse, they are the worst people over there. It's always something with them. They have this woman up in there. Then they have Dwayne L. Harris I, who's a bailiff over there. And this man, this man is the man that introduced my daughter to pornography. They have always had pornography in their basement. He has always had pornography in his basement ever since I've met his son back in high school, okay? High school when I was 16 years old was the first time I've ever viewed it, and it was at someone else's house. Now, how in the world is that supposed to look? How do you think my parents would have felt if I had went home and said, oh, citizen? Now, I didn't want to get in trouble, but it was something I had to keep with me for so long. But look what happened by me keeping it so long. My daughter was exposed to it. I should have known that she was going to be exposed to it because I was exposed to it. So who knows how many other of his grandchildren were exposed to it? Because he has a lot of grandchildren that goes over there that uses the television and stuff like that. So in the world, is anyone supposed to know? That's my question. And the family court, they are refusing to do, they're not even doing anything. They're refusing to do any type of investigation or anything. They told me to take it up with the attorney general. I took it up with the attorney general, put my paperwork in, did what I have to do. So now what? Does anyone care? How can they allow a sexual predator to be at Kent County Family Courthouse in Delaware? That is not right. Something has to happen. Because, God forbid, this man, you know, something happens with one of the kids there, then what are they going to say? Because I'm going to be the first one on the front line saying, I've already told you this, but I'm praying that they will remove this man from this position and remove Gretchen C. Gilchrist from her position, because both of them do not need to be there. First of all, it's a conflict of interest up in Kent County Family Courthouse. That's number one. And the lawyers that were on my case, they both knew about this situation with Mr. Harris and the pornography. So why is he still there? Oh, they're waiting for a crime to be committed. Excuse me, that's what Ms. Melissa Ziegler told me when I talked to her. And Melissa Ziegler, she is the director of operations at Kent County Family Courthouse. Now, she informed me that she, in order for her to do anything, it has to be some criminal act. Why does everyone wait for something bad to happen? Something bad has already happened. It happened to his granddaughter, my daughter, who's 14 years old, mentally challenged. She's already been beaten. She's been raped multiple times. I mean, she's seen the officer get shot. She's seen a girl shot in the head. What are they waiting on? What are they waiting on? Where you cannot get any assistance, no help, nothing. You get to run around. You get, I mean, they just, oh, Lord Jesus, the run around, the run around, the run around. And I mean the run around. It's sickening, but that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep voicing myself on this radio station because they refused to allow me to publish my story in the newspapers because they didn't want anything coming out with Governor Jack Markell and the rest of the Delaware House of Senate people. But that's all right. That's why Patricia Blevins, who is the former president of the House of Senate, is no longer there because she sent me a nasty email telling me to stop writing people and to move on. How can you tell a mother of a child who's been beaten and raped to move on? Now, she told me to move on, and where is she at? She's been moved on. God does not like ugly. That's what I said. I'm not doing nothing to bash anybody. That's not what it's about. It's about doing what's right, fighting for what's right, and I'm going to keep fighting for what's right. It is my right to fight for what's right. I have an obligation to my children to speak for them when they cannot be spoken for, when they can't speak for themselves or be heard. So therefore, I have to keep on keeping on. That's what it said. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up the hope. Keep the hope. Hope is not dead. And I know they twisted Michelle Obama's words. She said what she said because that's how she feels and that's how maybe some other people that she knows feel. Everybody doesn't feel like that. I have hope, and I want y'all to remain optimistic. I want y'all to continue to have hope, because without hope, we have no life that you hope for. You could be hopeful into a teacher. It could be a police officer. It could be a doctor. You have to have hope. I know the president doesn't look as, I mean, he's not the best choice because we didn't have a best choice this presidency around. I'm sorry, we truly didn't. But that's who won. That's who won. Whether Putin helped or if Putin didn't help, that's who won. So we're just gonna have to see how things are going to go. We're gonna have to see. All we can do is sit back and just hope for the best. Just hope for the best. I know that's a hard pill to swallow because I was just like, what? This dude, but that's how the cookie crumbles sometimes. It might, you know, everything happens for a reason. And at the end of the day, what's written in the Bible is coming to pass also. So it just makes perfect sense what's going on. So, you know, just remain optimistic, remain hopeful, and please keep fighting for whatever you believe in, whatever you feel as though is right. As long as it's right according to God's eyes, you keep on fighting. You keep doing what you got to do because people are not going to like you when you're telling the truth now. They are not going to like you when you're telling the truth, but that's okay. You're not there to please people. You're there to please God, and that's it, not people. Don't look for a person's affirmation. No, no, no. The only person who really, truly, truly matters is God. As long as you're doing what he asks you to do, as long as you're doing his will, nothing else should really matter. You don't, it's not about pleasing people. Please, there's a lot of people who are out here who are materialized or materialistic because they're trying to please this person. Don't do that. Because at the end of the day, you have to look like, okay, what are you getting out of it? Seriously, you have to look, what are you getting out of it? Now, when you please God, oh, you're going to get a whole lot. You're going to get a peace of mind. I mean, this stuff is priceless. You can't pay for peace of mind, okay? You can't pay for renewed strength. Come on now. You don't get that from Gucci shoes and Gucci this. Man, please, look, I could care less about having name brands and this and third. As long as I'm decent, that's all that matters. And that's what I teach my children, because I don't want them to grow up materialistic. Now, if they choose to grow up materialistic, that's their business. They're going to find out how hard it is to keep up with the Joneses. But otherwise than that, Mama Duke is not keeping up with nobody Joneses. Only who. But, y'all just got to keep on keeping on. And, just try to do your own thing. Try to do your own thing. Just try to be righteous. You know what I mean? Just try to live right. That's it. Being righteous is living right according to his word. That's all. You know what I mean? You don't have to be all, it's not about being all holy and sanctified and all this other stuff. No, 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 no. As long as you live right and keep it real, you ain't got nothing to worry about. You going to be all right. And make sure you bless others. Oh, my goodness, I can't stress that enough. It's maybe because I love to bless other people, because that's my joy, that's my passion, that's what the Lord laid on my heart to do. But I always try to, share it with other people, just bless others. It doesn't have to be someone that you know. It could be someone that you don't know, because there's so many people that are struggling, so many people who have it so much worse than we have it. We might be saying, oh, my rent ain't paid, my electric ain't paid, I don't got this and I don't got that. You still got a roof over your head. You still got food in the refrigerator. Might not have what you want, but you still have. You have to be thankful for the little things that we do have. Oh, my goodness. I can't stress that enough, because I hear so many times, oh, I ain't got this and I ain't got this. And I turn around and be like, wow, they're still living in there. They still got a roof over there. They still got this. They still got that. But they're crying about the little stuff. And not even that. If someone does not have the audacity, not even the audacity, if someone doesn't take the time out to show you appreciation for who you are, don't waste your time. Please don't waste your time, because that means they're not truly for you. Everybody that you know might not be for you, so you have to be careful, because sometimes we can be amongst the snakes now and not know it, because we're not seeing with our spiritual eye. We're seeing with the natural eye. We have to learn how to allow God to, you have to ask God to see with the spiritual so you can see it for yourself. Through that spiritual eye, not that natural. I was talking to a dear friend today, and I hope she doesn't mind, but I was talking to a dear friend today, and it broke my heart because, she was hurting, and she was hurting because of someone else not shading her. And I had to tell her, I appreciate you. I love you. You're my friend. Don't worry about who else, if that person, what makes it so worse is because it's a family member. And you know how we feel about family. We say blood is thicker than water, family, family, family. The book of Revelation speaks about family. Because you have some family who will put that knife in your back, who will sit there and smile on your face, and when you're gone, they'll sit there and run your name through the mud. So you have to be careful. Just because it's family doesn't mean, oh, well, yeah, it's family. They're not going to do that. The devil is a liar. You have to be cautious, and that's when you need to step away from that. So that's why I told her. You can't keep putting yourself in a situation. Because you're going to get hurt. You're going to keep getting hurt. You're going to keep getting hurt. You don't want to keep hurting. You got to remove yourself from the situation. Fall back from it. And allow God to speak to you. Allow him to speak to you. And I don't want to see her hurt, but when you've been doing something for a very long time and you're older, because, all my friends are older than me. My friends are, I don't have no friends my exact age. Everyone is older than me. And it's a blessing. It's a blessing because I learn from them as well, too, as well as they learn from me, vice versa. Because sometimes you could teach a new old dog new tricks now. Sometimes. And sometimes they don't want to budge. But that's all right. Because my job, I mean, I'm not here to change anybody by all means. Nope. If their person is changing, that's because God has renewed their mind and renewed their heart. So therefore, you're not going to do the same thing you used to do. And that's okay. That's all right. Because you're going to have some people, as I call the haters, they're going to be like, oh, well, they such and such act like she all stuck up and she bougie, she's too good to hang with us. Well, excuse me, if God has renewed your mind and your thinking, you're not going to walk the same way you used to walk and talk to the same people you used to talk with, especially if you were sinning. So never you mind that. You keep on keeping on and do what you got to do according to God, and you make sure you keep that devil under your foot, right where he belongs. Stomping on him. Oh, I know I joke about it sometimes, you know, but it's a beautiful thing to be in love with God. It truly is. And to worship him. That's what I said. I didn't put no label on my show for the simple fact that I talk about whatever. I just keep it real, and I just try to keep people encouraged and motivated, because it's a real world out here, and we all need someone to motivate us and keep us going at times. You know what I mean? Everyone needs that someone that's willing to listen, and I'm here to listen now, by all means. So if you have any questions or you have a suggestion, by all means, please email me at mcassociates, ALL@gmail.com. I would so love to hear from you and get your feedback. Once again, that's mcassociates, ALL@gmail.com. So please. And tomorrow I'm going to do a Q&A. So I have a series of questions, and I just want to see your feedback from some of my callers who call in, who dial in, or even the ones that's online. I appreciate your support, and I thank you for calling in, and I thank you for clicking the link also to listen. So tomorrow, definitely tune in, because I have some questions for you. It's going to deal with relationships. It's going to deal with friendship, and it's going to deal with your relationship with God. So three things, but it's going to have a series of questions under those three topics. And especially, I definitely want to know, how do y'all feel about, you know, waiting until you find that special someone to have sex with? Because that seems to be a heavy topic. I got a lot of feedback from that. So that one we definitely will have to chat with. Because some people are like, oh, well, how you gonna know how it is beforehand if you get married and y'all haven't had sex? Look, take it from someone who's already fornicated, and I mean, I was married before. I'm divorced now, but I was married. But at the same time, I still fornicated. I mean, you don't get nowhere by that. You're just missing your blessings by fornicating. So that, I mean, fornication is more to just, you know, you using your body. It's more to it. That's why they say you have to use the Bible to guide you, use God's words to guide you. Because ever since I've been celibate, I mean, I've been blessed beyond my wildest dreams. I've had such a peace come over me, I mean, strength to go through situations that I thought was going to knock me down to my feet. But honey, no. So it truly makes a big difference how you walk, how you talk, how you carry yourself, according to his word. Say you got to be true to yourself. Stay true to yourself and keep it real. I mean, people are not going to like it, but you're not there to please people. You're only here to please God at the end of the day. So that's why I said, you keep doing what you're doing, and don't worry about your haters. Let your haters and all the negativity fuel you into doing more and more work for God. Because they're not going to like it now, but that's all right. You're not worried about what they like or what they don't like. As long as you know you stand firm on what you believe in, and what you believe in is that word. You can't go wrong with it. You cannot go wrong with his word. Let me tell y'all something. That's why I said I use my experiences to guide me and also to speak to you, because I can't speak on something I have never been through. And that's another thing. Please don't listen to no one. If they have not been through the situation, then that means you don't need to be talking to them, because you're just talking to the air. I'd rather you go pray on it and you go talk to God about it. To talk to someone else who has not been through that same situation, that's just foolish, because you're not going to get an answer. You're not going to get a proper answer. They haven't been through it. So what answer do they have for you? None. They're just going to be like, child, what? Really? Who in the world wants to hear that when you're going through a crisis? Got to keep it real now. No. But if you allow God to speak to you and you allow God to use you, you ain't got nothing to worry about whatsoever. Nothing to worry about. Well, I know I didn't talk y'all ear off for a very, very long time. But I appreciate y'all tuning in. And please, 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 because they're about to kick me off the air. But I would love for y'all to tune in tomorrow night and each and every night, same time, 6:30. And tell a friend, tell a friend, and tell a friend, and tell a friend. All right? So, and I will see y'all. If y'all going out in that cold to do your Christmas shopping, please be safe, be safe, be safe. We got so much going on in this world. And the last thing I want to do is to hear one of my listeners got caught slipping. So please be safe, protect yourself, watch. Keep your pocketbook close under your arm, tucked, and I mean, look and make sure you look around you. I don't know about y'all, but I'm from the city, so I know how to. You know, I'm always looking, so you gotta always look. Just because we in Delaware don't mean we gotta not look to look. You better look now. Shoot, I don't want to hear about none of y'all getting bopped upside the head. Please, 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 just look. Be aware of your surroundings. Be very cautious, and don't be spending up all that money, especially for some kids who've been bad, okay? If they've been bad, that means they only need one or two gifts. You can be nice, but not too, too nice. But that's your own business. I ain't even going to get into that one. With that said, and we're going to do this again, same time, 6:30 each and every night. Y'all have a blessed one. Peace out.